Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Gimel. We left off on daf Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis. We are at the two dots Vikulan Sheibdan. Last one in line is Vikulan, about 8 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, the Neshama Shavn Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Fred Danishevsky, Lila Nishmas's father, Rabbi Chil Hillel Ben Rabbi Yaakov, his Neshama Shavn Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is whether the R actually needs to be walked on and trampled on in order for it to lose its status of basar. And the Gemara is going to talk about how it's only called trampled on if someone trampled on it the amount of time that it takes to walk for meal. So the Gemara is going to go through a number of different halachos that relate to a shear of dalid meal. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss how connected does the skin have to be to the basar in order for it to be considered a yad for the basar. We know that sometimes the skin is a shomer for the basar, sometimes it is a yad for the basar. How connected does it have to be to the basar to still be a yad le basar? The Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether some of the skin is still a yad when the animal was skinned more than the shear, meaning however connected it has to be to still be a yad. What if it's disconnected more than that? The animal is skinned more than that. So at least the sum of the skin remain a yad, even if most of the skin is detached. So the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about that, and we're going to have three rayas to try to prove which shita is correct. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether we are gozer tuma on a mostly torn talis, because people might tear off only a mir of it, meaning really if you have a talis that's tummy and you tear it rove of the way, it should be tar, it loses its status of a baget. But are we going to be gozer tuma midraban unless you not tear it most of the way? So that's going to be a machlokas, and the Gemara is going to bring two rayos in that machlokas, and that's going to bring us to the middle of Amud Beis. And then on the middle of Amud Beis, we're going to have another machlokas whether leather that is mostly torn becomes tahar, meaning by a beged that's mostly torn technically it does become tahar. So this question whether it goes or tuma by leather, do we say that it becomes tahar when it's mostly torn, or do we assume that no, it could be mended even if it's mostly torn and therefore it retains its tuma status? The Gemara is going to have four challenges to the shita of Reish Lakish, who holds that it in fact does remain tameh, and that will already bring us into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin at the two dots. V'kulan she'ibdan. So we said if you have the skin that you tanned the skin or you were holich on it kedei avoda, so then it becomes tahar. So the Gemara explains. The Gemara asks from Lashon, the Mishnah, it sounds like hilich in lo hilich lo. That dafka, if you were hilich, if you walked on it, then you were mevatalit from becoming basar. It's now hardened enough that it's not going to have a din of basar anymore. It's not going to be metame anymore. But lo hilich lo. But if you did not trample on it, then it's not going to be batal from becoming from being basar. It's still going to have the status of basar, and it's still going to be metame, even though you may have laid it out on the ground, or you may have already been using it as a tablecloth or something like that. V'hatani Rabbi Chiya, but didn't Rabbi Chiya teach us that ozen chamor shetlo'a l'kupaso, that if you take the ear of a donkey that became tame, that you then make it as a patch on your on a box or on a bag, that it's going to be Torah because you did a maisa to be mevatalit from a shame basar. So it had the status of basar because it was very soft. But now you used it for something else, and therefore that maisa shows that you're not treating it like basar. But you were never holich on it. You never walked kedei hiluch dalin mil on it. So apparently, even without hiluch, just by repurposing it, that's enough to take away its status of basar. How come our Mishnah implies hiluch in lo hiluch lo, that only if you walk on it? So says Gemara, tala'a afal gav lo hilich. Well, if you repurpose it and actually place it onto as a patch onto a kli, then even if you're not holich on it, it loses its status of basar. Lo tala'a, if you didn't yet repurpose it, then hilich in lo hilich. Then it's going to depend on whether you were you trampled on that or not. Once you turn it, you repurpose it into something else. You did a maisa with it that makes it very nicker that you're not treating it as basar. But just laying it on the ground doesn't do anything. That's not nicker. nicker at all that you've done anything to change its status. So then, only when you actually walk on it and harden it through the trampling, only then will it lose its status of basar. So kama kadei ibud, how much do you have to walk on it in order for it to be hardened sufficiently for us to say it doesn't have the din of basar anymore? Amrav hunam rabianai are ba'as milin, the amount of 4 mil. So how much is 4 mil? So it's a question of it's a three-way machlokas in poskim, how long a walk a meal is, how long it would take an average person to walk a meal. Some say it's 24 minutes, others say it's 22 and a half minutes, and others say it's 18 minutes. So this plays a big role in Shulchan Aruch when it comes to the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, is at the end of Shabbos is 4 kedei hiluch dalid meal after Shkiyas HaChama. So what is that? Is that 90 minutes after Shkiyas HaChama? Is that 72 minutes after Shkiyas HaChama? Right, exactly how do we measure those things? So that's a three-way machlokas that comes up in a number of places in Shulchan Aruch. But dalid meal is the amount that you would walk on it, that you would trample on it, in order for it to lose its status as basar. So the Gemara is Girsovir. Amar Rabbi Yavor Meshlakish legabal letfila lentil sidayim arbas milin. There are three other halachos that relate to the shear of arbas milin. Number one, legabal. If a person is hired to knead someone else's dough bitahara, and then your own kelim became tamei, so how far do you have to go in order to be tovel your kelim so that you can make the isa bitahara, that you could be able to make the dough bitahara? And this is Rashi says so at a stam balabais where he didn't say that he's going to pay him a shir alicha if he goes more than that. I mean, he does it where he made a deal, an explicit deal with him that just do a bitahara, I don't care how far you have to walk, because then you got to do that, whatever the terms of the employment are. This is stam. What is the assumption when you hire me to be megabel your isa bitahara? So how much are you expecting of me to make sure that it's in fact bitahara? So kedei hiluch dalid meal. That's how far you have to go, to the closest mikveh, in order to be megabel bitahara. Tosus explains that a person who goes and wants to knead his dough, so if he has within dalid meal the ability to be megabel bitahara, he has to wait until he gets there in order to be to knead his dough bitahara. But if it's going to take longer than that, then he doesn't need to wait till it gets there. Nothing to do with an employment agreement. It's about when you're traveling. From the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, it sounds that he explains that we're talking about a person who's at home and he wants to be Toreach up until Dalad Mil to be Metairah, and to be Metairah is Kalim in order to be Mafresh Chalo Betahara. That it's about when you're going to do Afresh Chalo. So that Afresh Chalo is Din of Truma and you got to give it to a Kohen. So to be Mafresh Truma Betuma is a problem. So how far do you have to go in order to make sure that the Chalo, that your Mafresh, is Betara? So different Shittas from Rishonim, what exactly Legabal means. What is Litfila? So Rashi writes, Litfila, Mahalich Bederach Vagamra Beliba Verotza Lolan Mibod Yom. You're traveling and you want to turn in for the night. So Miesh Beis HaKnesses Lefanav Ad Arba'as Milin Yatriach V'yelich Shom Kedei Sheyispalel. If there's a Beis HaKnesses within Dalid Mil of where you are, so be Matriach yourself to push a little further. Stay on the road a little longer to get to that Beis HaKnesses to Davin. So the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss, what does Rashi mean by that? Meaning, what time is Marv in that Pesach Knesset? I mean, you're going to go, you know for sure that you'll make it in time for Marv? So some say, yeah, it's a minion factory. I mean, there's going to be a minion there. It means to go to David with a minion in Pesach Knesset. Others say, no, Rashi never said anything about Pesach Knesset. He just said, Rashi never said about minion. He just said Pesach Knesset. So, and there's a mind that Davening in Pesach Knesset, even if there's no minion there, and you have to go Dalin Mil to Davin in a Pesach Knesset, even if there's if there's not going to be a minion there. So it's a mile of even with all else being equal, Beis HaKnesses wins over davening in somewhere that's not a Beis HaKnesses. And that's what Talmid Rabbi Yonah writes in Maseches Brachos as well. It's based on what the Gemara says, that the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Tavav that ain't tefilas shel adam nishma as ela be Beis HaKnesses shnar milishma larina ve'ela tefila b'makom rina shamtei tefila, that a tefila is a school to get your tefila listened to and heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by davening in a Beis HaKnesses. Tosfos says entirely differently. It's not about minyan, that it's about washing your hands in order to daven, because ideally one is supposed to wash their hands before tefila. So how far do you have to go in order to wash your hands before davening? That's what Tosfos quotes from the Aruch. Tosfos quotes from the Rabbeinu Chananel. Notice if I go to the mikveh before davening, because tevilas Ezra before davening. So if you hold that, you're still supposed to do tevilas Ezra, how far do you have to go for Tevilas Ezra? We were Mevatel Tevilas Ezra for Tal Talmud Torah, but maybe for tefillah, it's still required. Okay, ulunatilas yadayim, and the other thing is for natilas yadayim, you have to go a meal. What does that mean? So the way Rashi understands, natilas yadayim for a su'udah, in order to be able to wash, and not to just wrap your hands in something and hold your bread that way, in order to wash, you have to travel dalid meal. The Ritva writes, we're talking about someone who was osa tzrachav, and needs to wash his hands to say asher yatzar, that it's not about natilas yadayim l'su'udah, but Rashi understands that it's natilas yadayim l'su'udah. So for all these things, are ba'as milin, the shear is dalid meal. So the shear dalid meal of meal is a distance, it's alpayim amah. So dalid meal is 8,000 amos. So is all this about 8,000 amos? And if I have a bicycle, I'll make it faster. And if I have one of those electric bicycles, assuming I make it, I'll make it even faster. And if I have a car, I can make it even faster. So, or is it about the amount of time that it takes to walk the dalid meal? So the Bir Halacha writes in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel that this is all measured by time. It is not measured by distance. So when we measure dalid meal, we measure meal. We'll talk about one meal in a moment. So that's always measured by time, not by distance. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Ivo Amara. It was said by Ivo in the name of Reish Lakish, and someone said Rabbi Avo instead of Ivo. And there are actually four dinim that relate to meal. V'chad minayu avoda, and one of them is our din of ibud of an or of taking skin that may have been soft enough to have a din of basar, and once you harden it by trampling on it, that's another din that applies over here in the Sefer Agudo. One of the Rishonim, he says there's another din that's not mentioned in the Gemara, and that is if someone is careful to eat only Pas Yisrael, and he's traveling, so he has the same din, that if there's Pas Yisrael available within Dalin Mil, so then he's got to travel that far for Pas Yisrael, otherwise he does not have to travel that far. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Lo Shanu Ela Lefanav. All of this is about traveling forward in the direction that you're going anyway. Avali Achrov, but to go out of your way, to go backwards, Afil Mil Echareinu Chozer, you don't even have to go back one meal. The post can point out that a person who's Yoshev Bebeso, it would be like going backwards, because that's out of your way. If you're sitting at home, you're already at home, and this is where you plan on spending the evening, so leaving your house, the shir would not be dalin meal. The shir would be one meal. That's what the Shabura quotes from a number of poskim. Rav Achmar Yaakov Amar Umina, but you see from the fact that we said that that la'achorav, you don't even have to go one meal, that meal hudeinu chozer, apachs mimil chozer. You don't have to go one meal, but you do have to go less than one meal, meaning if you're sitting at home and there's a minion that's less than one meal away, that's less than an 18-minute drive away, so then you need to drive the less than 18 minutes that it's going to take you in order to go go daven with a minion. Now Rashi writes that this is not going on the din of legabel. This is only going on the din of natilas yadayim and tefillah. If someone was hired to knead dough b'tahara, so even if he's home already, he's got to travel more than one meal in order to fulfill the terms of his employment to knead dough b'tahara. The other Rishonim are troubled by that because the Gemara doesn't make any such distinction. The Gemara put all of these dinin together, but Rashi says you have to make such a distinction misvara. Tan Rabbanan ligoyon ha'over mimakom lemakom. If you have a troop of soldiers that are traveling from one place to another, v'nichlas habayis, and they come into your house, habayis tameh, the whole house is going to be tameh. Sheilucha kol ligoyon ligoyon sheilu kama karkaflin, because all of these legions of soldiers, they all have skinned heads of human beings that they managed to defeat and to kill in their milchama, and therefore there's tumah. They're walking around with tumah because va'al tetameh, and don't wonder like why. What are they doing? Like why would they be carrying skins of heads of dead people? Sharei karkafel shel Rabbi Shmuel munach b'rosh melachim, because Rabbi Shmuel's skin from his head is placed on the heads of kings. This is the story that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Alef, that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, and because he was so good looking, the daughter of the Kesar wanted his face to be skinned, and they did that, and they preserved his face. So it's something that apparently was done. So the Tiferes Yaakov just raises the question: wait a second, when they're traveling around and they have skins of dead bodies, only the skin of a Jewish dead body is going to be metame ba'ohel. Meisei Yaakov are not metame ba'ohel. Adam kiyamus ba'ohel atem kriyim adam veinu musal kriyim adam. Right, so only Jewish dead bodies are matami baol. Non-Jewish dead body is a matame, b'maga, b'masa, but not ba'oel. But it says they walk into your house, your whole house is tame. That means that you're assuming that they have Jewish dead bodies on them. Why would you assume that they have Jewish dead? It's at least a safek, right? And if it's and if it's only the skin, even the skin of a Jewish dead body is only tame midrabanan, right? Because we learned that the skin eventually hardens and it's not going to be and it's not going to have the status of tumen. According to one opinion, even when it's soft, it doesn't have the status of basar. And the whole thing is only midrabanan because we're afraid that people are going to turn their parents into a throw rug or something like that, right? So that was what. So the whole thing is only drabanan. So why don't we say seven drabanan lekula on the whole thing? So the Tiferes Yaakov says they don't walk around with one skin of a head. They walk around with a bunch of them. So chances are, if they're fighting wars with Jewish people, so it's not that it's a suffix. It's that we're sure that among the skins that they're walking around with are skins of Jewish people. Now, one of the things we discussed over here is traveling Dalid Mil when it comes to tefillah. This plays a critical role in the discussion as to whether tefillah b'tzibur is a din that is a chiyuv, that is a mitzvah that one must do, or tefillah b'tzibur is a hidur, but not a requirement. So the Emek Bracha says that our Gemara seems to be a pretty good raya. That tefillah b'tzibur is not an absolute requirement. If we're an absolute requirement, why would we stop at 4 mil? You should have to go much further than 4 mil. He says there are better rayas, though. The Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Brachos that Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, why weren't you in shul yesterday? We missed you in shul. So he said, I couldn't make it. So he said, so why didn't you get a minion of people together in your house in Davin? He said, Trichali Milsa. It would have been too much of a burden to do that. Too much of a burden to do that. You got to do mitzvahs. You know, even if it's a burden, you have to do those things that are a chiyuv. So says the Emek Bracha, you see that tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiyuv. Tefillah b'tzibur is a tremendous maila in your tefillah. The Rambam writes that the tefillah satzibur is always heard by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and even if there are chotim among the tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mois b'tefillas and shel rabim, and therefore a person should always try to be meshatef with the tzibur, and you shouldn't daven b'yichidus kol zman, that you're able to daven b'tzibur. And the Emek Bracha says, yes, all of those things. That's why you want to daven b'tzibur. But it's not a chiyuv. Meaning it's a great, great maila in a person's tefillah. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch uses the lashon yishtadel, that a person should make an effort to daven b'tzibur. Says the Emek Bracha, yishtadel, that if it's a chiyuv, it's not yishtadel, it's do it. Don't give it your best. But Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, was asked by a Talmud Chacham who wanted to daven b'yichidus because he wanted to learn for a certain amount of time at night, and it would be difficult for him to get up in the morning to daven b'tzibur if he's going to learn late into the night. So Rav Moshe says, you got a chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. That doesn't work like that. Tefillah b'tzibur is an absolute obligation, and since it's an absolute, what about yishtadel? So Rav Moshe says, yishtadel is since there's a shear to how much you have to go for tefillah b'tzibur. The shear is dalin mil. So it's very easy for a person to say to himself, well, you know, what would be the equivalent nuisance in my life that would be the equivalent of 1 meal, the equivalent of traveling 4 meals? It happens to be close, but I'm already undressed and I'm already, almost in bed. So to get dressed now and to go out, you know, my car isn't warmed up, and to warm up the car, meaning it's so easy for a person to rationalize that whatever tircha he's facing is the equivalent tircha of a meal or dalin meal, and therefore to pater himself. So yishtadel is no. You have to make an effort. You have to actually do something, and don't justify in your mind why it's not necessary to make an effort in such a case. So anyway, so this Gemara is part of that machlokas. Okay, new Mishnah now. So says the Mishnah. We've already discussed that the or of an animal can sometimes be a shomer, and sometimes which shomer is mitame and mitame. It could transmit tumah in both directions, and it can be mitzarif to the shear of tumah, that the or is like the basar, and sometimes it's a yad, where it's able to transmit the tumah in both directions, that if the basar is tameh, and a Torah person touches the or, he becomes tameh, and if something else is tameh and touches the or, that will be metameh the basar, but at a certain point, when you pull the or off, it's no longer considered a yad to the basar. So how much does the or have to be pulled off in order for it to no longer be a yad for the basar. So mafshit b'behemah b'chaya b'torah b'tmeah, if you're mafshit, you're skinning an animal, whether it be a behemah or a chaya, and whether it be that the animal's tameh and your tahar, or your tameh and the animal is tahar, so the tum is going in whichever direction, b'daku b'gasa, or whether it be a behemah daku b'behemah gasa, l'shatiach, if the reason you're skinning it is you want to use that skin as a tablecloth, as a rug, as something like that, k'dei achiza. So until you're mafshit, k'dei achiza, the amount that it takes to grab the skin, to hold on to it easily. So kol zman that you're not mafshit, k'dei achiza, it's very difficult to pull the skin off because you don't have what to grab it with. And therefore, what they would often do is they would skin it just enough to make a k'dei achiza so that they know whenever they want to come back to it, they'll be able to easily pull the rest of the skin off. And in the meantime, they'll schlep around the whole thing just by holding on to that skin. So when you get to a k'dei achiza, that's a yad. That's a proper yad that you would use it to move around the entire basar. But once you do more than a k'dei achiza, so then you'll just pull the whole thing off. You're not going to leave it like that. And since you can pull the whole thing off, it's unusual to leave more than a k'dei achiza as an ongoing yad for the basar. Ulechemas, but if you're skinning it in order to make a jug or a kli or something like that, and you want the or to remain whole, you don't want it to be ripped to pieces. And normally you'd begin to skin it from the neck in without making any cuts along the entire length of the animal. So you fold the or backwards, and you're able to take it off in as one big piece. So then the or is a yad for the basar even more than a k'dei achiza. Ad sheyafshit es hachaze, until you skin the chest of the animal, because since it's very connected to the chaza, and it's difficult to detach it more, that's the most difficult of all the evarim to pull the skin off of. So kolzman that it's still attached to the chest of the animal, it could be that you would leave it attached, and you'll move around the basar by holding that or. But once you remafshit the chaza, it comes off so easily, you would never leave it like that. You would just finish the job. Hamargil, if a person is making a kli out of it, but he's beginning the skinning from the feet of the animal and not from the neck of the animal, and he's going to pull upward toward the animal's head, kulo chibur l'tumah l'tameh l'tameh. So the entire skin is considered to be a chibur l'tumah because the chaza is at the very end of the skinning process. So it's the same din. It's until you get to the skinning of the chaza, but when you start at the bottom, the chaza is at the very end. So it's going to remain a yad until you get to the very, very end of the process. So this din, that when you begin from the feet, that the entire or is considered a chibur, it's all a yad, that's only before you get to the neck. But when you already got to the chest and you get to orsha alatzavar, you get to the skin that's by the neck, that's right near the chest, which will separate easily from the basar. So then it's a machlokas tanoim whether the or that's already been separated is a yad lebasar. Yochem menuri yomer ein o chibur. The or on the neck is not a chibur since it's very easily yanked off. The chum momum chibur, and the chum say that it is a chibur, that it is considered a yad ad sheyafshetes kulo, until the entire skin of the animal has been pulled off. So when we say that when you skin from the legs, that so long as it's as any part of it is still attached, it's still considered a yad, is that literal? Does that mean literally until you finish the entire skinning? Or does it mean, no, until you get past the chest and you get to the neck, that's when it's still going to be a yad? So that's a machlokas tanaim. Okay, so we had said that when you're skinning in a normal way to make shatiach, to make a tablecloth or something, so we said once you get k'dei achiz, so then it's going to be a yad. So mikan ve'elach mai, what if you had pulled off more than a k'dei achiza? So is none of it a yad anymore? Now it's the skin is the skin. It has nothing to do with the basar. It's not a yad the basar at all. Samarav tara mufshat, that whatever has pulled off of the basar is no longer a yad. It's nothing. Ravasi amar tefach samch basar tamei. But Ravasi says no. The tefach that's closest to the basar, that's closest to the part that's still attached to the basar, that's still a yad. It's just the part that's past that, the part that you've pulled off that's more than a tefach, that's not considered a yad. So who's right? So that's the Gemara's going to bring three rayas. Meisvei, so the Gemara challenges Ravasi from the following brisa. Hamafshit kashir azeh, if a person skins an animal, a kedei achiza, or up until the chazah if he's using it to make a kli, mikan ve'elach, and you go past that point, hanogea b'mufsha tohar, if you touch the part of the skin that's already been removed from the animal, it's already been skinned off in the animal, you're tohar. My love, afilu b'tefach ha-samach l'basar, sounds like any part that's already been pulled off, even the tefach ha-samach l'basar. So we don't say, oh, the first tefach is still a yad. No, even the first tefach is not a yad once you pulled off more than a kedei achiza. So it says, Allah, it's not a good raya. Maybe we mean to say that if you touch the part of the skin that's been removed from the animal, that's beyond a tefach, it's going to be tahar. But maybe that first tefach is still going to be a yad for the basar. So we'll try another raya. Toshema, a braisa says as follows, ba'orsha k'neged ha-basar tamei, that if you touch the or that's attached, that's k'neged ha-basar, and you didn't start to skin that or yet, it's still attached to the basar, so then it's tamei, then it's obviously a shomer to the basar. Sounds like the only way to transmit tumah is if you touch the or that's still mamish attached. But anything that's detached, even if it's the tefach hasamuch, that it's not going to be a problem. It will not transmit the tumah. Apparently, it's not a yad. So it says more tana called tefach hasamuch lebasar or keneged habasar karile. No, when we say or keneged habasar, we mean all the or that's attached plus the first tefach that's detached. All of that is called the or keneged habasar. It's a little bit difficult. Rashash points out that to put them all in the same category, the or that's attached and that first tefach in the same category is difficult, because the or that's still attached is not a yad, that's a shomer. And a shomer is even mitzdarif, it has a different din. Whereas the tefach hasamuch is a yad. A yad is mitameh, mitameh, but it's not mitzdarif. So to just say, it's all called or keneged habasar, they have different dinim. So that's a major kasha. Okay, Tashma, a third raya. Hamafsh beima b'chaya, the brisa says, b'tor b'tameya b'dako, b'gasa l'shatiach k'dei achiza, if you're skinning an animal in order to use it for, again, whatever, a tablecloth or something like that, so k'dei achiza is still going to be a yad. V'tevach samach l'basar tahar, and the tevach samach l'basar is tahar. It says b'feirish, that like the shita of Rav, that when you do more than a k'dei achiza, the whole thing is tahar, even the tevach samach l'basar is going to be tahar. So answers the Gemara, no, hach ma'eskinan b'tefach rishon. The Bryce is talking about the first tefach that's close to the kedei achiza, meaning the only one tefach you were only mafshit one more tefach than the kedei achiza. So in that case, Rav Asi is going to be moda that we're not metame the or mishum yad, because when you were mafshit more than the kedei achiza, it's not normal to leave the tefach hasamuch lebasar when you skin it, because it's much easier to pull it around from the edge of the skin, and therefore normally when you're mafshit with a knife, and the or is not the kedei achiza of the basar, but when you're mafshit a larger shear, so the weight of the or helps you out, and it's easier to be mafshit the rest of the or by just yanking on it, because you already took the tefach hasamuch lebasar in the first place, so it becomes much easier to pull it off. Tana kama kedei achiza. What is a kedei achiza? What's the amount that we call a kedei achiza? Tefach. It means a tefach. V'atanya tefachayim. But wait a second. We have a brisa that says that it's two tefach. So I'm rabbi, tefach kafel. When the brisa says tefach, it means a folded over tefach. That if you have a two tefachim and of worth of skin and you fold it over, so it yields one tefach. Because apparently that's the way they would normally schlep it around. If you were using the or to schlep around the animal, you would fold it over to get a good grip on something thick, and therefore that's considered tefachayim, but it's also a tefach when it's folded over. Tanina miyachi kama kedei achiza, tefach kafel, a doubled over tefach. So we call it a tefach even though it's tefachayim, because the way you practically use it is in a way that's folded over that looks like a tefach. Okay, next discussion. Tanan hasam, we have a Mishnah in Meseches Kelim. This might be Mishnah Yomi for today, actually. It's very close. That talis shehiskel balakora. That would be remarkable. That a talis that you began to tear in order to take away the chashivus of a talis and thereby be metaherit from its tuma, because it's no longer going to be ra'ui for its original usage. So you have a talis that's tamei. If you tear it to pieces, it's not going to be a talis. talus anymore, and then it's going to be tahar. So kivich nikruba, once the rove of the talus is torn, so shuv eino chibur, it's now no longer considered to be attached utahar, and therefore becomes tahar. Amar of Nachman Rabavua lo shanu el betalus tvulas yom. That's only if the talus that had become tameh, you were matbil in the mikvah, and you're just waiting for Arav Shemesh to be metayer it. So but instead of waiting for Arav Shemesh, you tear it. Demigo de lo chasala va'atbala, since you weren't so nervous about ruining the talus, you put it into a mikvah, and you weren't worried that it was going to ruin the talus. So lo chayas ala v'kar la ruba, we're also not concerned that you're going to try to protect the talus and not really tear it. I mean, once we see that you're not so protective of this talus, you're willing to put it in a mikvah, we're not concerned that you're going to be afraid to rip it. So when you want to take away the tumah status, you'll rip it most of the way down. Aval talus she'ein l'tevulas yom, but a talus that was never brought to the mikvah, lo, we're not going to let you just rip it and say, oh, once you rip it 51%, so now it's tahar. Because gzeir d'malos l'mikruba, maybe you'll be too nervous to rip the whole thing because you're really trying to protect it, and you're not really trying to be mevatel it. So you're going to say, I'm ripping it rove 51%, but you'll err on the other side. You'll only actually rip it 49%, and then it's still going to be tameh. So that we make a gzeira that if the talus has been treated carefully the entire time, then even tearing it rove of the way is not going to be metaher. Amar Rabbi Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar, two reasons why that is not correct. Chadi says Shami Yomu Tzvila Bas Yoma Ola. First of all, it's a bad idea to only be mekel on a talus tzvilas yom, because why are people going to think that it's tahar? They're going to think it's tahar because you ripped it? No, they're going to think it's tahar because you brought it to the mikvah. And they're not going to realize that bringing it to the mikvah only works if you wait until Harav Shemesh. So it's a terrible idea to make such a din. Va'od, Ola Sa'of, the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, when you have an Ola Sa'of where the Kohen has to do Malika, where Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that a Kohen is not allowed to be Mavdil when he does the Malika to totally sever the head. He's got to get Rove Shnei Simonim, but that's it. So it sounds like you only need a Rove Metzumtzum. You only need 51% of cutting through the Simonim. But why does Rabbi Lazar allow being Mavdil B'Malika only Rove Metzumtzum? Ligzer Demelos of the Mavdil Rove Shnayim. Shouldn't we make the same Gezerah that you're going to allow just a 51% Rove? Maybe you're going to do less than a 51% Rove. And we should make such a Gezerah. If we make such a Gezerah by the Talus, why not make such a Gezerah by the Malika? So Amalei Rav Yosef, he says, let me address each of your problems. The fact that you're concerned that people are going to think that if we allow being metaher a talis that's a tevul yom by ripping it most of the way, that people are going to think that it's the mikvah that it was metaher it, kera mochiach aleha. You're tearing it. So the tear is a physical thing in the talus. Its history of having been brought to the mikvah earlier that day is not nearly as evident to the onlooker as as the fact that it's torn. So everyone's going to realize that the reason that it's torn is because it's torn. With the comment, and as far as your question, why don't we make gzeira by Elosof? Kohanim's reason name. We don't need to make gzeiras on Kohanim because Kohanim are very, very careful. So therefore, if we say that 51% is enough, they will do a malika 51%. It's not going to be 49%. So says Mar Tashma, let's try to bring a raya on whether we make such gezeros even if you tear rove, maybe you're not going to want to tear rove. Hamafshet bebeima b'chayu when you skin a beima b'chayu b'tameya b'tahara b'daka u'begasa l'shatiach kedei achiza. So we said that if you're going to use it for a tablecloth, you can use the skin for a tablecloth. So and you only tore off skin kedei achiza, then it's considered a yad. Hayes mikdei achiza tahar. But if you pull off more skin, then it's going to be tahar. Amai, why do we assume that it's going to be tahar? Ligzer demulasi lemevet elikadei achiza v'kanaga b'tumah v'kamentarina lei. Shouldn't we make a gzeira that even if you pull off more skin, a person might come to only pull off a kadei achiza and treat it like it's tahar, but in reality it's going to be tameh? So says Mar ibitum daraisa hachinami. If with the Mishnah we're talking about a tumah daraisa, you'd be right. Of course we'd make such a gzeira. Hachamai skin b'tumah drabanan. The Mishnah when it's mekel, when it's more than a kadei achiza, and says that it's tahar, is talking about as far as Tumas Drabanan are concerned. Says Gemara, Tenach Tameh B'Tahora, Atar B'Tameya, Tumas Daraisi. That works very well if you assume that it's a Tameh person touching a Tahor animal, and the Yad is transmitting the Tumah from the person to the animal, because there's lots of types of Tumah that people might have that are only Tumas Drabanan. Right? There are Yudches Dover, Rosh Avruba B'Mayim Sh'uvim, the Chazal or Gozer Tumah on a person. There's all sorts of Tumah that Chazal goes on a person that we, when we talk about a tummy person touching the animal, so that could that could be tumah d'rabbanan. But where do you ever have a tumah midrabbanan on the animal side of things? Because the Mishnah had said that if the animal is tummy, it's going to transmit the tumah through the yad to the person. But every time an animal is tummy, it's always tumah d'oraisa. It's tumah s'nevela, and tumah s'nevela is d'oraisa. So don't tell me that the whole Mishnah is talking about tumah d'rabbanan. So it says Gemara, no, betreifa. We're talking about a treifa that's shechted, that it's metame. So it says Gemara, treifa bas tumui, is a treifa tame at all, even on a drabanan? Yeah, in k'davu d'shmol, damar av d'shmol, treifa shechatra metame b'mukdashin, that a treifa that's hektish, that was shechted, is metame midrabanan. It's metame a person that touches it midrabanan. So you want to know, how could our mission be talking about a tumah drabanan? When does an animal ever have a tumah drabanan? If it's an animal that's a carbon, that's kodesh, that was shechted, and it turns out to be a treifa, it is metame midrabanan. So now another kasha on Rabbi Baravua. Tashma, Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamafshit Beshratzim, if a person pulls off the skin of Shratzim that are Tameh in order to use those skins, Chibur Achiafshit Eskulo, it's still considered a Yad to the Basar until you pull it off entirely. So from the fact that it says Mafshit Beshratzim, it sounds like Dafka the Shratzim, where the skin is attached very well to the Basar and it's difficult to skin, that's when we assume it's a Yad to the Basar. Habigamal, but if you skin a camel and other animals where it's not as the skin is not as well attached, then ain't no chibur. Then it's not going to still be considered attached to the basar when you do more than a kedei achiza. So apparently, you see that we're not gozer that you might skin less than a kedei achiza and make the mistake and think that you were skinned more than a kedei achiza. We don't make such a gezeira. So says Mar lo tema habigamal ain't no chibur. You made the bad deal just because we spoke about a mafshim p'shratzim. The deal to make is not, oh, but had it been a camel, then it would cease to be a yad. No, that would still be a yad because of the gezeira. Ela'ema, if you want to make a diuk in the brisa, that only the or of the shratzim, when you're not mafshit it entirely, it's considered to be a chibur. But by a gamel, when you're mafshit rove, even though you were not mafshit ba'or shalat savar, ain't a chibur. Even though you were not yet mafshit the skin on the neck of the animal, it's no longer going to be a chibur to the basar, because the skin on the neck comes off easily for Rabbi Yochanan Urihi, which is aligned with Rabbi Yochanan Urihi in our Mishnah, that even when you start being mafshit from the legs, once you get past the chest, it's no longer a chibur because the skin on the neck comes off very easily. Amar of Huna Mishum Rabbi Shum Rabbi Yossi, new discussion. Lo shanu ella shalo shir ba kedema afores, aval shir ba kedema afores chibur. That which the Mishnah said that when you tear a talus, rove of the way, it's tar, that's only when you cut rove of the talus and you didn't leave an amount of cloth that's a kedema afores, that's an amount to make a good scarf. But if you leave an amount that's not torn, that's a kedema afores, then that's still considered to be a chibur, and the talus remains tameh. So I'm Reish Lakish lo shanu el talus. That distinction is only true of a talus. Aval or, but when what you're tearing is or, what you're tearing is skin, since the or that remains, chalim, it can easily be mended and attach well to itself. When you mend it, it does not lose its status when you tear it, even if you tear it most of the way, and the beged remains fully tameh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu or nami lo chalim. No, even leather, it's the same din. Just like by a talus, if you tear it most of the way, it's tar. When you tear or most of the way, it's tar. So Gemara tries to figure out who's correct. So we start challenging Reish Lakish. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Or tame midras, an or that was tame with tumas midras, chishiv love the ritzuos v'sandalim. If you decide you want to use it to make straps or to make shoes out of kivet shenasan bo izmal, once you start cutting it with a knife, tahar, it becomes tahar, even though it's still fairly large. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'cham omrim ad sheyamitelu mechamisha tefachim, until you tear it into pieces that are smaller than chamisha tefachim. So Rabbi Yochanan is medayik that according to the sheet of the cham, the or does not become tar, unless you're mimaid mi chamisha tefachim, but ki mimaid la mi atar. But if you're mimaid mi chamisha tefachim, it will become tar. Amai le mechalim. But according to you, Reish Lakish, or it can always be mended and it will always go back to being strong again. So ki kamid dechalim hechad dekatzari le lahedya. No, when does he say When does he say that it could easily be mended and go back to being strong? That's when he cut it across the length or across the width of the or. Over here, you're cutting like a circle around it. You're cutting in a way that's not going to that's much more difficult to mend, and therefore even Reish Lakish would be moda in such a case that it's not easily mended. One more raya. Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah mafshe behem chay b'tor b'tameya b'dako b'gasa. Our Mishnah said that it's Kedei Achiza is still a Yad. Yes, a Kedei Achiza Tar, but more than a Kedei Achiza Tar. But shouldn't we say that Or can always be mended, and therefore it should still be considered a Yad Latuma? So Tigrim Rabbi Yavin, Rishon Rishon, Osenipal. Now there's a difference between Or that gets torn, a piece of Or that gets torn, and mending it versus Or's connection to Basar. Once you pull Or off of Basar, that never gets mended. And that even Reish Lakish would be moda never gets mended. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Raya number 3 against Reish Lakish. Everyone have a great day.